We could experience muscle cramps, cognitive impairment, stress in the body, adrenaline and cortisol imbalances, inability to rest and regulate, and our overall vitality and energy. This just really illuminates to me the importance of us supporting our body at this level of minerals. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast with me, Rebecca Wilson. An embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am a feminine awakener, thought leader, embodied business doula, sacred business midwife, healer, and all-round medicine woman. I am here to guide women deeper into their essence and power, to activate their life force, awaken pleasure, and support them to live an embodied life. I will help you birth your visions, dreams, creations, desires, and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted place within. My work supports women to become more available for life, love, relationship, connection, creation, pleasure, and wealth. I will activate you into self-leadership and self-mastery to truly live an embodied and awakened life. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, love. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast. Today, we are diving deep into what I believe to be the fascinating world of our physiology. And today, more deeply, we are exploring the vital connection between minerals and our nervous system. Throughout this journey together, we will uncover the profound impact these essential elements have on our nervous system, our ability to regulate, to resource, and our overall well-being and vitality. Minerals play an essential role and are the foundation of life. They influence every aspect of our physiology. When it comes to the nervous system, certain minerals play key and pivotal roles in maintaining our overall health and the ability for our nervous system to be flexible, to be able to move through different states, particularly if you know anything about the vagus nerve theory and the vagal tone theory, our ability to move through both healthy and unhealthy fight, action, and healthy and unhealthy rest or fawn and freeze. Being well mineralized supports our body and our nervous system to be better able and better equipped to navigate the challenges and experiences of modern day life and all that it brings to us. Particularly when we begin our journey of remineralization, and something that I've witnessed on my own journey and the journey of many women that I support, we often arrive into the space, or as I said, those who are in my world, from a place of sensing that there is some depletion, undernourishment, dysregulation happening within the body on a physical level, an emotional level, and a nervous system level. And as I've spoken about so often previously and will continue to, the multifaceted approach of nervous system healing, somatic awareness, embodiment, remineralization all play a key and essential role in that multifaceted, multi-dimensional approach to healing and regulating our bodies and systems. So let's explore, first of all, what these essential minerals and electrolytes are for our body, particularly in relationship to our nervous system. So magnesium, which we can address and welcome into the body as a calming force of experience. Magnesium acts as a regulator within the body, which supports to regulate neurotransmitters and promotes muscle relaxation. This has a calming effect on our nervous system and is a essential mineral for managing stress and maintaining that sense of calm and ease in the body and the nervous system. Magnesium is the mineral of sending signals. So it's often known for its role in bone health, but calcium also serves as a conductor in the body. And it facilitates a transmission of signals along the nerve cells. So calcium plays a vital role in neurotransmitter release and muscle contractions, ensuring a easeful communication throughout the nervous system and the body. Calcium and magnesium are in relationship and are often read within their own particular ratio within the HTMA. Whenever there's an imbalance within one or both of these, we can see it play out in the optimum space in which the ratio sits. And that can have an impact on many of the physiological processes and functions of the body, and particularly within the resourcing and regulation of the nervous system. Potassium, which is the balancing electrolyte of the body. Potassium maintains this very delicate balance of electrolytes in the body, which are essential for nerve impulse transmission. Potassium regulates membrane potential and enables smooth communication between our nerve cells, which supports an optimal nervous system function. Sodium, which is a call for action in the body. So sodium acts as a spark that ignites nerve impulses, which allows for a precise communication throughout the nervous system. So sodium's role is to signal information, a transmission across the nerve cell membranes, and is crucial for coordinating various physiological processes in the body. Potassium and sodium are also in their own unique relationship and are part of a ratio together, which is often known as the adrenal ratio or the adrenal axis. When one or both of those are out of balance, and usually if one is, then the other is too, we can see here what we commonly know to label as adrenal tiredness, adrenal exhaustion, fatigue, or burnout. This particular relational ratio between potassium and sodium is very deeply impacted by stress, as is all the minerals and electrolytes in the body. But this one in particular is known as the adrenal axis. And often we can see an imbalance here when the body has been in long-standing states of stress or is in a very acute new experience of stress in life. And that can have this impact on the adrenal glands and therefore, of course, have and be deeply impactful upon the nervous system and the ability for the nervous system to regulate and find a state of balance. When we experience disruptions in this delicate balance of minerals in our body, it can lead to challenges within the health of our nervous system. These can manifest in many different ways and can become heightened under states of stress. We could experience muscle cramps, cognitive impairment, neurological issues, loss or struggle with memory, stress in the body, adrenaline and cortisol imbalances, an upsurge in stress hormones, inability to rest and regulate, issues with sleeping and being able to fall asleep or stay asleep and stay rested, and our overall vitality and energy. This just really illuminates to me the importance of us supporting our body at this level of minerals. Within the RCP, which is the root cause protocol, we specifically work on emphasizing the critical importance of three key minerals for nervous system support and overall body health, regulation, and the ability to create energy. These three minerals are magnesium, copper, and iron. So the previous ones that we discussed, the calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium, are the electrolytes of the body, but also minerals in themselves. But when we begin to balance out those relational ratios, we find some more regulation in the body and more ease in the nervous system. We then more deeply work into this trio of minerals, the magnesium, copper, and iron. Magnesium, which is often known as the master mineral, has a pivotal role in nerve function. So as we discussed earlier, magnesium acts as a natural relaxant, and it also modulates neurotransmitter activity, calming the mind, calming the thoughts, calming the body, the nervous system and the muscles, and promotes muscle relaxation. I often say to clients that, you know, magnesium is the mineral of relaxation. When it's deficient, which it often is, if not in all my clients, probably on some level, because it becomes depleted under states of stress. And this modern world that we live in is very stressful. Life is very full and there's more demands upon us than ever. We are more heavily influenced by excessive screen time, spending lots of time indoors, and many other modern life factors. So many, if not all, I would say all clients come to me with a dysregulation in magnesium because of the stress that the system has been under. And through this depletion or deficiency, we can often see it manifest as memory issues, neurological issues, depression, anxiety, tension or cramps in the body, tension in muscles, in the jaw, in any area of the muscular system. For women, we can also see here some issues with painful PMS and painful menstruation, excessive cramping, painful cramping, and some imbalances in hormones as well. And we move on to copper. So copper is what we could call a catalyst. Probably one of the most essential and emphasized minerals in the root cause protocol for many different aspects, particularly in the role of nervous system health and regulation. So copper is a vital catalyst for a numerous amount of enzymatic reactions, including all of those that are involved in neurotransmitter synthesis. Copper is also responsible for the creation of ATP and cellular energy, and plays a delicate role in many different relational balances within the body. Copper is in relationship to both zinc and iron. And when that finite, that real fine balance is disturbed, it can create some disruption to some neural signaling and the degeneration of energy in the body, which then goes on to see the degeneration of the physiological processes, the mental health, physical health, emotional health, because of the body's inability to produce the amount of energy that it needs to sustain all of those processes in the body. And then we come on to iron. So iron is always an interesting topic, particularly for women, because many women have arrived into a diagnosis of having low iron or being anemic. Iron is really something for us to be aware of and to support a real balancing with in the body. So, of course, iron is crucial for oxygen transport and therefore energy production. The root cause protocol really emphasizes the importance of maintaining iron balance within the body, because excess iron, especially in its oxidized form, which is ferritin, can promote oxidative stress and inflammation within the body and the tissues, and therefore the mind and the brain too. And this can contribute to neurodegenerative conditions, nervous system dysregulation, and an overall systemic state of inflammation. So often, maybe we're not in the optimum state of iron recycling within the body, and the iron builds and gets stored in the tissues. And that then has an impact on our body's capacity and ability to produce copper, or to have copper bound rather than unbound, and then for it to take part in its many different processes and functions to ultimately create energy for our body towards our vitality and our radiance. Magnesium, copper, and iron are also deeply connected to our sex hormones, our hormonal balance, both as men and women. And just a recognizing that, you know, when we are hormonally balanced, we are better able to be balanced in our nervous system and vice versa. When our nervous system is able to find balance and regulation, we can often find a more steady and easeful flow in our hormonal cycles, particularly as women in our menstruation cycles. The imbalance in copper and iron can show up in many different ways in women. I'll probably do a different episode for that one, actually, because it's a whole episode and conversation on its own. So as we journey through this process of remineralizing the body, we can begin to recognize that mineral dysregulation has a huge potential to impact our nervous system and its function, particularly these imbalances within the copper, iron, and magnesium. Can not only disrupt our cellular processes, but also disrupt our neurotransmitter balance, can impair mitochondrial function and compromise neural integrity, which can lead to many different nervous system dysregulations and disorders. So as we do remineralize the body, we begin to optimize all of the physiological processes, but particularly in this conversation, we're speaking about how optimizing our mineral reservoirs in the body support our neural health. Prioritizing this mineral balance becomes an essential aspect for supporting our nervous system, its health, and its ability to regulate, to come out of states of fight and flight, freeze, fawn, and ultimately out of a state of survival. Allowing ourselves to really take good care and ensure that we are getting that adequate intake of mineral-rich foods becomes an essential tool on the journey of supporting nervous system health, nervous system healing, and nervous system regulation. So here we've kind of dove a little deep into this profound connection between minerals and the nervous system, and the importance of our well-being holistically. And we can see that although there's many different processes in which all these different minerals support in the body, whether it be nervous system or hormonal or energy or cardiovascular, we cannot really touch one without the other. So we can see here that this is a vital need for the body to be well mineralized, as it supports all aspects of our physical but also emotional well-being too. We can see how becoming mineralized really is essential in the role of nerve function and nervous system health and regulation. It becomes a journey that we get to embark on, a journey that really deeply nourishes the body and therefore the nervous system. So it can come out of that state of fraught or fragmented or highly dysregulated states and more into a resourced and regulated place where vitality and energy and radiance can be born from. Thank you for being here and part of this journey and this conversation. If you loved this episode, I would really love to hear from you. You can connect with me on Instagram. I'll pop my link in the show notes and you can send me a message, or you can also connect with me via email through my website. If this episode has touched you in any way and you are traversing through your own path of nervous system health, regulation, resource, and healing, I welcome you to explore different ways in which you can incorporate, you know, mineral-rich foods into your diet and lifestyle. So it can be really a way of life which you can intricately weave into your healing and regeneration and restoration journey. If you are feeling like you would like to explore more about this topic and this subject, and there is an aspect of you that knows you've got some dysregulation in your nervous system, you'd like to heal, cultivate deeper resource, I'll also pop the link in the show notes of this episode for my individual mentorship and the link to book a connection call should you feel that desire. And we can chat further about how I may be able to support you on your journey. But thank you for being here. I hope that you found this as deeply fascinating as I do and have throughout my journey of learning over the past couple of years. And yeah, here's to being rooted, regulated, and resourced and deeply mineralized. Okay, my love, have a beautiful day. Sending so much love. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey love, I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.